WBDG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. And now, Bree, now I've listened to the new one. I think I belong in the institution. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
How Who are you?
Bree.
Bree, where are you from?
Ben Davis.
Bree, what are you doing?
Sitting in the studio.
And you producing what?
School Talk.
Yes. I don't remember. See, 2003. How many producers we got since 2003? You math. He said, I'm an English teacher, man. I taught English, not math. but I'm so happy back on the airways. And due to the reasons I'm on the airway, that's part of the reason why I got the individual in today. I want to talk about some stuff and things. But before I talk about my guest, I got an awesome guest to welcome to School Talk. 244-9234, 244-9234. Get in when you can fit in here on the big show. SchoolTalk1Yahoo.com is my email. So you can call in, 244-9234. But before I get to my awesome guest and my awesome topic, which is always my young people, I want to talk about what's that one with That's it.
So be sure to come out and support your Ben Davis Giants as they take on Cathedral for their season opener here at Ben Davis. The kickoff is at 7 p.m. and the pregame is at 6 p.m. right here at WBDG. The tailgate party will be from 4:30 to 6:30 at the southeast corner of the Giants Stadium, and it's free with a football ticket. Be sure to visit bdspotlight.com for the latest BD news. This show will re-air Sunday at 2 p.m. And on August 28th, Ben Davis will be hosting a back-to-school night starting at 7 p.m. You can pick up your schedules at 6:30. That's been another edition of
The Big Board. The Big Board. Speaking of Big Board, this is interactive radio. I got John Easter, the station manager, actually right now on the big chalkboard. And we still got chalkboards in the school. Technology is what it is, but hey, we still got chalk and the good old blackboard. He's writing the board now. He's writing Adam and Jason. Then there's Tim and Jordan, Sean and Rachel. He's Takeda. I butchered his name up too. Takeda and Jason and Johnson, George. And we had a lot of fun with names. I was just off the cuff, totally off topic. But those were my young people who were my producers since 2003. And since 2003, I've been privileged to sit in this chair and volunteer as a community member. And part of that reason is because of the school board. And also the big reasons are the principals of Ben Davis High School. You see, they're in charge of this big, beautiful building. And today we have the principal in the house. Push that magic button. Yeah! Teacher extraordinaire. She used to be, or still is, she's an English teacher, but she's the principal of Ben Davis High School. I call her Sandy, you call her Sandra, call her what you want. You better call her Mr. Squire when you're in trouble, because we got the principal in the house, folks, from Ben Davis High School, Mr. Squire. Good morning and welcome to School Talk.
Good morning, Emerson.
Welcome
morning,
to your Bree. Radio show. At your high school.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for allowing me to do this, because it is an honor. I don't take it lightly. I'm doing something that a lot of folks don't have a chance to do, and I really do not take that lightly.
Well, we love you, Emerson.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate what you do here.
They love me. They really love me. Push the magic button. Woo! Oh, man, another school year. I mean, look at the kids in the hallway. Are they getting taller or shorter?
You know, they're getting younger. That's what they're getting. They're getting younger, or I'm getting older. I'm not sure which one.
I think when I was going to high school back in the dark ages, you know, I thought everybody was taller, you know, but now I see the kids are, to me, but I'm getting older too. So maybe that's it too, like you say, getting older. But it's a new year, great year. We got some good things happening here at Ben Davis High School. Gosh, we got back to school night coming up. Before I get to that, education. You wrote a quote, and I like that quote, and the quote was, I'm a principal by title, but educator by choice.
Oh, that's, I believe, off my Twitter.
Explain that.
Yeah, you know, I never planned on becoming a principal. That really wasn't, you know, if you had asked me 20 years ago what I planned on doing, that wasn't really in my mind. I knew I was going to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. I started teaching when I was 13. I started teaching swimming. That's correct.
Wow.
I was a swimmer, and I started giving private lessons when I was 13. And I loved teaching. I loved teaching no matter what the subject. I taught swimming for many years, and then ended up getting a degree in English literature and decided that that's what I wanted to go teach. Was going to do it at college.
Okay.
And went and did a year or two at the high school level and fell in love with it.
Awesome.
So I never left. So even though I am a principal, you know, my choice has always been to be an educator.
I did not know you taught swimming. I didn't know you started teaching at 13.
That's right. That's right. Private lessons.
Dang.
I made some pocket money private lessons. I used to help my mother. My mother was a swim teacher, and she taught adaptive aquatics, and I would go help her in the pool as well.
Adaptive aquatic. Man, what the Marine Corps called it when they told me to jump in the water and just swim.
That's right. That's right.
Because, I mean, I went to the Marine Corps at 18, and I could not swim. But when I got in the Marine Corps, yeah, you know, they said jump in the water, and I jumped in the water. It was a deep end. I swam out. So
yeah, it's a good thing.
And then they started giving some swimming lessons naturally, but it was like maybe that was adapted to that water,
yeah.
Boy. Because the Marines, I do appreciate the Marines too, because I was a knucklehead in high school. I was one of those knuckleheads, Mrs. Squire.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I was one of those knuckleheads, and it took the Marines to get my head straight, to give me that checkup from the neck up. And so I needed that. But we're back, a new school year here at Ben Davis High School, school year 2014-2015. For me, it's the 11th year on the radio, on the big show, School Talk, and I really appreciate that. And coming up, we got some good things. We're going to go on to my list here. Well, let's talk about the back-to-school night on Open House, August 28th.
That's correct. We have back-to-school night Thursday the 28th. We have changed it from our usual Tuesdays. We're moving it to later in the week. We want parents to come pick up schedules at 6:30, and we are inviting parents to walk their children's schedule. So there will be a bell that will ring for each period. Of course, we will have clubs and activities with tables and the commons to talk about the different things that kids can get involved with. But, you know, for us, it's really about parents getting to see what their children go through every day, walking around the hallways, who their teachers are, what the class expectations are, what the class syllabi are. So, you know, it's a good experience for parents.
I remember one time in the Area 31 section, they had cookies. I wonder if they have cookies again this year.
Well, you have to come and find out.
I mean, the culinary kids in that department, God, they can cook.
Yes, they can.
And I remember one year, and that's one thing about it, it is a huge, the whole school is wide open. I mean, when you come in the front door and you get all the way back to the Area 31, back in the classrooms there, I mean, you see a lot of things that the kids are doing. I always say, if you don't know what you want to do, take a walk through Area 31.
Exactly.
And you'll figure it out, because the programs back there are phenomenal. You can just go through a long list of what the programs offer. But, you know, from aircraft mechanics all the way down to baking, like I said, baking is just awesome. So if you don't know what you want to do, folks, come on. And parents, it's very important for the parents, because a lot of times they send your kid off to school, but what they
do over there? It's a big old building. What do they do? I see the bus is coming. I see the bus is going.
Now you got a chance to come by. Come
That's out exactly right.
See what's going on. Now parents still can come during the day and talk to teachers, but don't you supposed to call first and say, hey, can I come
Absolutely.
In and talk
we,
to
we
you?
We prefer that you call and schedule an appointment, because our teachers are teaching. Mm-hmm. You know, we're always open if parents want to sit in on a classroom, but we do ask that you call and oh, absolutely.
She saw my mouth open. That's why she said.
Yeah, absolutely. But we just ask that you call first. We're very transparent. We've got some of the best teachers in the state of Indiana here at Ben Davis High School, and we love to show off what they do in the classroom.
I like that. Do parents take advantage of that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. We have parents come watch.
Yeah. Because a lot of times I'm 59 old, so it's like, you know, I'm all for parents that just don't just drop their kids off and then go away. You want to come on and see what the kids are doing and see what the teachers are like.
Make an appointment, though, because you don't want to come sit in and watch them all taking a test. That's just not very much fun.
Yeah, that's true, too. I just see the young person. Bree, how would you feel about that, your parents sitting in the back?
It would be strange, but I think it would be interesting.
And you're not going to know they're coming. They're not going to tell you.
Right.
So they're going to just show up. But then again, what they're going to see if they see you sitting back there? what they're going to get. Anything different than what if they weren't there?
No. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I talk to them a lot about what goes on in school, so I don't think like they have.
Yeah, we talked about Sunday dinners one time, late last Sunday, and that's something that you guys try to do a lot.
Yeah.
Eat dinner around the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that is very important to discuss, I think, with your parents. So you folks, young folks out there, talk to your parents, not just when you want something. Talk to them at all times. Because this is a new school year. I know last year you implemented a couple awesome things, bring your own device, some changes in the dress code. This year, a new year, some new technology out there, some new terminology out there. Every year I come, I wish I could just sit in at some of the first year talks that the schools have, because I learned so much about new technology, new terminology about education. And back in the days, it was reading, writing, and arithmetic. But it's a little more complicated now.
Absolutely,
it is. Seems like, but okay, now tell us about the new year. It's a new year. We got a new schedule.
We got a new schedule. That's one of the biggest changes. As students are getting to sleep in for a little while now. So, you know, brain research has shown for a long time that teenagers need a little extra sleep in the mornings. Their brains are a little bit more awake at night. And so our township, as they restructured our busing, decided to try to implement that. So students start the day at 8:30 and end the day at 3:20.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think about that.
It's an hour and 10 minutes different than last year.
It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Because, I mean, even adults like to sleep in, bro. So I guess why wouldn't you guys want to sleep in? So how you like this new schedule? Now, just because the principal's sitting there, don't feel like you're under a lot of pressure.
I appreciate the schedule. It's nice. It's nice. It makes it a lot easier to do extracurriculars, too, because we don't have that 11th hour after school. Mm-hmm. So you can go straight to the activity.
Mm-hmm. And that person I've talked to is Brianna. She's my producer. I got 13 producers I've had so far. 13 producers of this show. And Treyon, Alan, Keegan, Brianna. All right, we'll push that magic button. 13 producers in 14 years. Something like that. So we had a couple of years they ran it back to back. The students, like I said, this is a student-run program, and I'm always highlighting my students. And it's awesome, Mrs. Squire, when I'm out there in the community and I run across the kids and from the radio show or from high school, or you're walking down the street and a car passed you, and then they stop and they back up. They say, Mr. Allen, it freaks me out. Yes. It just freaks me out. You know, now a lot of the young people got kids of their own.
Yeah, I know it.
The mamas and the papas.
I know it. You cannot walk around a corner without finding a Ben Davis alumni.
Man, it's really wild, you know. And you see them grow up as young people, and then now they're mothers and their fathers, and then they're saying some things back to you like, you remember when y'all talked about this? And that's really true now, because now they're living it, you know. But anyway, new school year, the kids getting out at 3:20, like you said, like Bree said, this opportunity to do some good things, and that's a good thing. Now, I gotta take a break. I'm gonna take 30 seconds out here. Take 30 seconds. I'm gonna talk about something that I know nothing about, because it is a new year and a secondary redesign. I want to know, are we redesigning the children's brains? Are we redesigning the school? Are we taking the teachers and redesigning the end? What are we doing at the secondary level that's labeled secondary redesign? We're all going to find out in a minute when we come back and talk to the principal, Miss Sandy Squire, here on School Talks. Come on back and talk some more stuff.
Hey parents, do you want to meet your students' teachers? If so, you're invited to the back to school night here at Ben Davis High School on August 28th.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. That's when you can pick up schedules in the commons area. Be on time so you can catch the first bell at 7 p.m.
The teachers are looking forward to meeting all of the students' parents, so come on over for a great night.
This was brought to you by Giant 90.9, your station for variety.
I'll take it. Welcome back to School Talk here on Giant 90.9 as we bring in the awesomeness. Is that a word, awesomeness?
It is today, Emory. Yeah. It is today.
Because you're an English teacher.
Shakespeare made up 12,000 words. You can do what you want.
The principal of Ben Davis High School, Ms. Sandy Squire. So, okay, now, new year, 2014-2015, new year. Every year you stand in front of the staff. And you guys talk about what you want to accomplish this year. As y'all do it also, you during the summer, you do a lot of training in the summer. You do a lot of training in the summer. You do a lot of training during those professional times also. So I've seen the term secondary redesign.
Absolutely. So, you know, for several years, we've talked particularly about the senior year of high school, that eighth semester, probably one of the least productive for many students as they go through their educational careers. You know, many of our students have most of their credits. They may need one or two more classes. That eighth semester hits, they kind of start feeling that senioritis. You know, it's just not the most productive. We absolutely have students that take full load AP dual credit classes and they finish strong all the way through high school. We know that. But we also know that we have many students that it just kind of becomes, you know, quite honestly, one of the easiest semesters of their educational path, right? So we really want to look at what it means to be college and career ready. And how to bridge high school to the next path. So that's really what the senior redesign is based around, is that bridge, that transition past the stage. So last year we had an exploratory committee put together to just start doing some research. Went to some conferences, visited a lot of schools. We visited the senior centers in our area because many schools around us have senior centers, and looked at what they've done for their senior year. So last year was just a research year, exploratory year. This year we have our planning. It's our planning year. So right now we have four committees. We have a marketing committee, a committee that's looking at curricular pathways, a committee that's looking at capstone projects or community service that may be part of that, and a committee that's studying habits of mind. So habits of mind are, you know, those soft skills that students need to be successful in life. So we have four committees right now. The most important thing to remember, this is not a high school redesign. This is a 7 through 12. This is a secondary redesign. So, you know, we're working with the principals from the junior highs, from the ninth grade center. We're working with counselors and teachers from those buildings to look at what we want to, our end goal to be, and then backwards plan it. Okay, so right now, I don't know what it's going to be. You know, I've got some great ideas. I have some things that I've written and sketched and whatnot, but this is not my design. This is everybody's design. So it really is an organic process. Committees are meeting every Wednesday. Every single Wednesday, those four committees are meeting. From now until October 1, we're putting together a presentation for the school board. We'll present that on October 27th. Everybody's invited. School board meetings are wide open. So we'll present our ideas. This is just a presentation of the ideas that emerge from these committees. So we'll present that on October 27th. And then from there, we'll take, you know, of course, the guidance from our school board, from our superintendent, and then we'll go from there. In January, we'll start planning whatever comes from this process. Again, it is an organic process. We really want all the voices to be heard. We have several staff members, counselors, administrators from all four buildings involved in this process.
Wow. When I think about that, and it does make a lot of sense, because when you think about, and I guess I could appreciate this by being a little older, nothing ever stays the same.
That's correct.
Nothing. I mean, nothing. How you spell nothing? Nothing. Nothing. And if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, expect a different result, you know, they say that's insanity anyway. But it's like, but nothing ever does stay the same. So why wouldn't education take that type of view? Because even in life, you know, as you go through life events and health, you know, like one day your back not hurting, next day your back is hurting, then everything you planned for that week has been rearranged, and then when you got to deal with long-term health, everything's been rearranged, and then you got to try to get back to where you were, and you really never get there because nothing ever stays the same. So therefore, when I was going back in school way back in the day, reading, writing, and arithmetic, you can't teach kids the way I was taught back then. Now, because kids think differently.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things you talked about earlier was the Area 31. You know, a big part of this whole redesign is individualizing learning and finding a way to kind of tap into a student's passion, to what they love.
Huge.
Absolutely. Sir Ken Robinson is one of the authors that we've studied, and we've seen him speak, and he has a book called Finding Your Element, and it really talks about finding that thing, that bliss in your life, that passion in your life, so that it doesn't feel like you're going to work, right? You know? You know it's different when you're loving school because you have that passion, you want to be here. When you like that job. He also mentioned, and I told Bree this when we talked, that there was a music teacher in England.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we don't want to happen, right? So there was a music teacher in England who had two particular students in one of her classes, and she did not think that they had any musical talent. These two ended up being two of the Beatles.
Wow.
So, you know, that's exactly what we don't want education to be, right? We want to find what students are good at, what their passion is, and help students create a curricular pathway around that.
You would think that would be in play forever in the past. You would think it would be, but I know it wasn't, because I'll use my case as an example. We didn't have technology, but if I was doing this in high school, I wouldn't have been a knucklehead.
Exactly.
Because you can't pay me to do this. I would do it free. Mm-hmm. And they say if you find something that you love to do and they pay you, you never work another day in your life.
That's exactly right. And we do have so many options for students right now already in place. Absolutely. We just want to help at the younger ages, mm-hmm. 7th and 8th grade, help students identify what their strengths are, and then help make sure that we align those curricular paths 7 through 12 so that, you know, in 7th grade, they may have an idea that this is what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then come junior, senior year, they're sitting in this seat, and they're sitting where Bree's sitting.
That is huge. That is really huge, and that is really needed. Getting young folks, because their imagination now, I mean, they're so far along than what I was when I was a teenager. I mean, y'all just technology, you take it by storm, and you're thinking about so many things down the road. And then you wonder, are you thinking about the right things down the road? Like, what are you going to do after high school? What are you going to do after college? And I've asked some of the young people who are going to college and got families now, and I asked them, was college or was being a parent all that you thought it would be? And they said, well, it was more.
Absolutely.
It was more than what I thought it would be. But now in high school, with this redesign, and as you work through the kinks and the loops, you know, helping a young person think about that after school, that is awesome, because you will be a better person for yourself, for your family, and for society.
That is our goal. Absolutely our goal. And I've said it before, my goal is not just to have students cross the stage anymore. It's to help them on a path to be, you know, a happy, productive citizen.
That makes a lot of sense, because you got the city of Indianapolis, and that's a different show. But Mayor Greg Ballard, he has his points and he calls his buckets of information that he's trying to do with his education plan and crime plan here in the city. But it does circle around finding individuals and letting them know that you matter.
Absolutely.
You know, and like when you're in high school, if you're doing something in high school, oh man, that is just, but just don't know how huge that is. When you're in high school and you're doing something that you love. And like I always tell the kids here in broadcasting, like, you're on live radio. I mean, Bob and Tom's on live radio. I mean, you're on live radio with the big boys, all the BD graduates that came through here. How does that feel?
It's pretty cool. It's really cool to be able to, if you have your own show, to play music mm-hmm. that you like to listen to and spread information through the air. It's really cool mm-hmm. to know that you're doing that.
Yeah, and it's like something. It's not like you're sitting in a classroom somewhere. You're actually doing something that you can actually get paid for during the summer on internships. Well, that's getting paid differently, but you're getting the knowledge, you're getting the exposure. And sometimes it's not who you know, but it's who knows you. Yeah. And they remember you from the internship, and then they got a position opening when you got out of high school, and before you know, you find yourself on radio. And a lot of young people who done radio, they're doing TV. Down there in Terre Haute, Indiana, Bloomington, ISU, they went on and done great things. So this redesign, it makes so much sense, because now you're getting into the young person's mind and saying, hey, okay, we want to get where you're at. where do you want to be, and let's find a way to get you there.
That's the plan. Bree, you've heard me talk about this. You have any thoughts about where we're going with all of this?
I really like the idea of starting with seventh graders, because I loved my seventh grade and eighth grade teachers, but I wasn't prepared for high school when I came to Ben Davis. So I like the idea of them being able to kind of figure out what they might want to do later on. And I like the idea of community service projects throughout senior year. I think that's a good way to get kids more involved in school.
All right, wonderful.
That'll make you humble, too. Community service projects will make you humble. Because when you think about the things that you have, things that you don't have, and then you see some of the things that other folks don't have that you have, and you say, wait a minute, I got this, and this is basic for me. It don't mean nothing but them. That's the world. It can make you humble, make you a better person, too. That's good. You come cut my grass, you know. That's not community service. That's a job. But that is great. We're looking forward to all the what that can come of Principal Squire. I want to see that. That is great, and that's going to help a lot of young people in the school and the city and the state. Because you want to talk about brain drain. You want to talk about losing our college students to other parts of the state. And but I think when a young person's in high school knowing what they want to do, I think they can really crystallize their thinking. And then have a better chance. But you're right about that. And you're right. One thing you're right about that last period, that last part of the high school year as a senior, you got the senioritis, and you're just ready to go.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, those students that I've talked with who have an internship or co-op or something like that, they don't have senioritis. You know, they are. You know, if they're working at Lilly, they are. They feel connected throughout the end of their year, and they never get that senioritis. So we need to expand that concept to all of our seniors, so that they have kind of something that just continues through their senior year, and it bridges them to whatever their next step is going to be.
I see a lot of kids still walking across the street to the elementary school. They're still doing mentoring.
Oh, yes. We have several groups that go over and do the host program, and mm-hmm. we also have co-op teachers that go over there and help it at Chapelwood.
Okay. So I assume as far as redesign, that'll be the part of the continuation, because you got these seniors talking to young people.
Yes.
I know the kids look up to saying, ooh, seniors, ooh, high school kids. I know they look up to them, ooh, wow, the big kids are here. You know, that'd be so cool. That's so good. It's joy. I wish I was little sometimes again. Just a little bit sometimes. Just a little bit sometimes. Sometimes. Not all the times. Woo. Young kids, y'all got a lot of stuff. Because this generation is so patched in with the communication. When something happens now, they know it now.
Absolutely.
They're just so typed in. Well, we appreciate you as an educator.
Thank you,
we appreciate you here at Ben Davis High School, all that you do for our young people. And I tell young folks, and I tell old folks a lot, you know, you might not know the person in Ben Davis High School, but you know when you see a young person out on the street and they're polite and they're nice, you know that they're getting it right in school and at home. And I challenge all the Westside kids at Ben Davis High School, when you're out on the streets, you know, you represent the Giants right.
That's right. You've heard me say it before. There is a reason they call us Giants.
All right. We're going to send Bree back to class. We're going to send the principal back out to deal with the young people. We're going to send y'all to work. I'll be back next week with another topic. Who knows what that's going to be, but I will be back with something else. This has been School Talk. I high five to the principal.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And to the parents and to our teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the ones and the ones you hang with. Your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. Now, your dress code still in force. No sagging. Pull your pants up. No, and I like the way the book says. The book is kind of cool. It says undergarments are not to be visible at any time. Outer garments are to be worn in a manner which will cover up your undergarments. Bottom line, no sagging. I love how that book says that. So read the manual. Read the school manual. It'll keep you out of trouble. The Fuse Special School Talk. That's the Fuse Embassy of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or Giant 90.9. Class dismissed till next week. See you on School Talk. Cool.